This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from the middle of McCarran Airport in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the reason I'm doing that is because my plane has been canceled like three different times, and there was no way to jock me into position, if you know what I mean, onto an earlier flight. So I missed everybody, and I wanted to make sure that we had a show for you during this tonight. So I thought, why not? You may hear some music in the background. You might hear some slot machine action if somebody screams. It's not Mega Millions, but they could have won a little something-something, if you know what I mean. I've got airport announcements to contend with and people on their cell phones, so bear with me. I think you're still going to get the best of what's going on and what the buzz is in your backyard and my backyard. So being in Vegas, so that you all know, I was here for the IMEX show. The IMEX show is a big meetings industry show where everybody and anyone comes. It's IMEX America, it's called, and event planners and people from all over the world, and every state is represented, so all the CVBs are represented, and you've got people from all over the world. So there's people from Germany, there's people from South Africa, there was people from Holland, you know, just about any country you can think of. And it's about 4,000 exhibits and, you know, exhibitors, so booths. So, like, for example, I know we have listeners in Michigan, and their thing is Pure Michigan. And so they had a booth set up, and they were selling Michigan, getting people to want to come and do business in Michigan. They have appointments set up, and they talk about the various areas in Michigan that we love and know, from Mackinac Island to Detroit, and how Detroit's rebuilding, and what's happening in Traverse City, for example. And then New York City's represented, and I went and saw the people from Philadelphia, and in talking to the people from Philadelphia, they say, you know, it's not just about the Liberty Bell anymore, and we really, really sell that. So it's fascinating, and I think if you could all see it. In fact, I'm going to tell you to go to my Instagram. It's Kate Delaney Speaker. So if you're on Instagram, go to Kate Delaney Speaker. I'm going to start to post pictures and things that I saw from there. I'd love to share that with you. Or you can go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, and I'll share that with you as well. Some of the interviews and the cool people I met from all over the country. Some of them America Tonight listeners, so it was great to get out. Let's dive into what people are talking about. People are talking about Jamal Khashoggi and what happened there. And the president, Donald Trump, is saying it certainly looks like Khashoggi is dead. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, we're talking about a journalist. And there's been a lot of concern about that. So the president said on Thursday that clearly, from all the intel they have, it looks like that is the case. There's been all this discussion that, you know, maybe they're wrong about the Saudi journalist, and maybe he's alive somehow, some way. But Donald Trump said, before getting on board Air Force One for a trip to Montana, he's hosting a campaign rally. He did that during the day on Thursday. He said that it looks like Khashoggi, the missing Saudi journalist and U.S. resident, and that's why there was the concern there, is dead. In an interview with the New York Times, Trump said his conclusion was based on intelligence coming from every side, and vowed that there would be severe consequences for Saudi Arabia and its government that they're responsible for Khashoggi's death. He said, I mean, it's really bad stuff. He didn't elaborate because we wonder, okay, what kind of action would the administration take, especially with Saudi Arabia? But they suggested a couple of things, from economic sanctions on Saudi Arabia to blocking U.S. weapon sales to the Middle East. And that's, you know, this is our ally. And he said he doesn't want to disrupt the longstanding relationship with Saudi Arabia, but there you have to stand for that. So, I mean, he's been missing since October 2nd, and he wrote pretty critically of the royal family and the kingdom for the Washington Post. He's been missing since October 2nd. He's been missing since he went into the Saudi consulate to get paperwork to marry his fiance. Turkish officials said he was murdered inside the building, but Saudis deny that. So, what are the results? What's the results of the Turkish investigation on this whole Khashoggi thing? And it is absolutely, absolutely mind-boggling. And this is something that, this is something that is creating a stir, and it is a buzz when a journalist is murdered, especially taking action. And I applaud the president. I applaud other people for not just sweeping it away, and of course we're not going to sweep it away, but it does make for a very difficult situation. All right, how about this? Mega Millions. Absolutely everybody's talking about Mega Millions. I'm in Vegas. They have slot machines. People, they're trying to push you on all kinds of betting and gambling. People are talking about Mega Millions in Las Vegas. And, the Mega Millions jackpot is now $900 million, the largest Mega Millions jackpot ever. And it happens on Friday night, the drawing. So, there was no winner in the Powerball drawing, so that jackpot's up to $430 million. And they're going to have a combined, think of this, the combined Powerball Mega Millions, $1.3 billion. I pledge to America Tonight listeners, if I win or the other wins, I'm still staying on the air. I just might have more clout. I've been doing this for a decade, and I might have, like, some crazy support system actually in place, which would be wild. So if you do win the lottery, one of the suggestions, you buy a ticket, you win, and you can't believe it, and you faint on the ground, and it's just insane, right? They say, what do you do first? Do you call your mom, your dad, your friends, your posse, whatever? No. You call a lawyer. And there's a guy who calls himself the lottery lawyer. His name's Jason Kirkland. And he says, call your lawyer first. And you know what? It might be self-serving, but I think he's right, because there's some danger in that. I mean, there's even danger. It's crazy. But there's danger in the office pool, because then people argue about splits. Can you imagine? If you won this kind of a lottery, would you be arguing about the splits in the lottery? I don't know. I'm thinking you might not be arguing as much. You might feel pretty good about what happened there, right? And by the way, since we're keeping track of the market, the Dow was down 327 points. Weak industrial earnings is what's being blamed for that. So, it's the market. It's like being at the craps table. It's interesting, passing by the craps table, I stayed at the Link, and you hear people screaming, and you see people frowning. I mean, that's Vegas. And you have to remember, when you're talking about your financial future, I always say this, people ask me about it, that's exactly what it is when you're talking about stocks, right? Up and down, up and down, up and down. I mean, that's certainly the way it is. Here's something that's also interesting. Kleenex, here at the top, buzz in the backyard, or I'm going to create the buzz. What do you think of Kleenex renaming man-sized tissues? Man-size. So I think it's, I don't know, am I offended by it? No, but they're rebranding their man-sized tissues, because did you know they already had them? Because, they think it's that's the thing to do. So because of cries of sexism from some of the consumers, the new name, Kleenex Extra Large. You got to remember, Kimberly Clark is based in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. Certainly when they branded it, they didn't mean any offense by that. The man-sized products hit the store shelves 60 years ago in the UK.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also instantly ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I'm in Terminal 1 at McCarran Airport in Las Vegas. So you might hear some strange sounds behind me. There's music. There's people occasionally walking by talking very loudly. There's slot machines going on in the background. You might not hear any of that because this piece of equipment is so incredible. Here's what we're doing next. Because it's been a couple of days, I want to dive into the mailbag. And again, I apologize. No, we have to skip it this week. No, nail the score because I cannot get back to the Dallas studios, the Dallas Fort Worth studios in time. So let's just dive into it. And here we go. This one is from Mac. Kate Delaney, boy, I've been missing you, and I've been thinking about the show. Congratulations on 10 years. Thank you for that. And I wondered what you thought of everybody running out and getting Mega Millions tickets and Powerball tickets. Who's the real winner in this? Is it the people buying the tickets? Is it the stores? What is it? I mean, that's a great question. The real winner is the excitement of the lottery being built up of where do those dollars go in your state. So, like, for example, in Texas, a big chunk of it goes toward education. I'm all for that. If there's money that's being funneled in the direction to help chunks of the state, you know, with whatever it is, and a lot of times it is education, then, hey, amen, brother. That's a good thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with the lottery. I mean, because you choose to play or you choose not to play, and nobody's forcing you. So I don't think you meant that, though, negative. I think you were just curious as to what I thought. And I say to each his own. You want to play the lottery, play it. I mean, would I go out and spend thousands of dollars on it? And, you know, sometimes there's people that do that, but I'm in Las Vegas. I've seen people look very, very sad walking out of casinos because who knows how much they spent. I'm a proponent of responsible gambling, which sounds like an oxymoron, but I don't know, if you're doing it for fun and you're not losing money that you can, I mean, you're losing money entertainment-wise that you can afford to lose, then, you know, that's good. It's interesting when you're in Vegas, there's all kinds of signs about, if you have a gambling problem, call this number. So I guess, you know, they're trying to at least seem responsible, and I get it. You know, people can get carried away. Lottery fever is gripping us, and that is the buzz in the backyard. So, you know, thanks for that. I got another email. This one was from Darren. Hi, Kate. I've never emailed the show before. I like it. I like when you do mailbag segments. I'm hoping, and here's a little plug, that you're going to feature my email. But I do enjoy the show. I like the man cave. I like the people you interview. I love the authors. I like that you're so kind to people, and I'm curious what it's like for you doing the show and what's the most exciting thing that's happened in the 10 years you've been on the air. You know what? It's such a good question. And when you ask me what's the most exciting thing that's happened in 10 years, that is very difficult for me to answer because I've had the privilege, my honor to address a whole bunch of people, to talk to people across the nation. There's, you know, absolutely nothing like it. And the medium is changing a bit, but it's still super exciting, and to have a wide open microphone like that is incredible. So I think that's it. I think adding all of our great affiliates, and thanks to all the program directors who are carrying us. And again, I'm broadcasting from the middle of the airport. You might hear people crinkling bags or walking by or overhead announcements, but I kind of like the authenticity of it. You know, this is broadcasting, baby. And there was no place quiet for me to go because I had already left the hotel. So I'm sitting here talking to all of you. All right. So for that, I say it's the privilege. It's the adding the affiliates. It's the talking to people from all over the country. It's broadcasting from different areas, like even this crazy cockamamie thing now, being in the middle of an airport. You couldn't have done that years ago. It's where we've taken the show, to Grenada, to Ecuador, to Ireland, to places in the U.S., to Mississippi, to Florida, to California, you know, you name it, and hopefully many, many more, and who knows what the next upcoming years are for America Tonight when you talk about places to go and what we broadcast from the Republican National Convention, you know, all that kind of stuff. Let's go to another one. This one is from Jake, and Jake says, Kate, I'm wondering what you think when you look at movies, what movies have you really, really liked? I mean, that's interesting. What do I think when I look at movies? I like action thriller movies. I mean, some people bag on me for this, but I even like the Marvel comic stuff, the Avengers, all of that. I loved A Star Is Born. I thought that was really, really good. I liked the Tom Cruise Last Mission Impossible. You know, my taste varies. So when I talk about movies, it's kind of all over the map. But except for that, definitely action films, they would ping off the charts for me. And, you know, even a lot of people didn't like The Post, but I like The Post because I like the old, it was that old journalism, knocking heads with the Pentagon Papers. And, I mean, of course, that's been over a year for that one, but it's out where people can stream it now. So I guess that's why I'm thinking of that, probably. So there's your answer. And I don't think I've seen the best movie yet. I did like the First Man. I liked the biopic about Neil Armstrong and the moon, and Ryan Gosling, I thought, did a great job there. And that just came out the other week, so I'd recommend that if you're into the whole space thing. It's kind of even a different look of that, I would say. Okay, let's go to this one. This one is from Sally, who says, Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a long time. I was thinking of you today when I was eating my cereal. I don't know why, but I know you sometimes talk about pop culture. Did you see that there's a Golden Girls cereal that they say is falling off the shelves or flying or whatever? I did. The company is called Funko, and they're selling this limited time thing after I got your email. In fact, I looked it up to get more details. I knew that it was out there, but it has a collectible toy with one of the four golden girls in it. And I guess this is crazy. You know how much it sells for to get the golden girl cereal? $7.99 a box, right? But the recently one sold, I guess, for $30. So what's going to happen is it's going to be like an eBay phenomenon, I think. Because it was popular in the past, and it's this multi-grain, by the way, blue in color loop-shaped thing. And some of the cereal people in stores have, you know, been posting things on social media. And it is kind of cool looking. It's like a kitschy thing. It just says Funkos on it. It was interesting that you asked me that question, because I came to Las Vegas for the IMEX show, and it was huge. I mean, every state represented, the Convention and Visitors Bureaus from Nebraska, Michigan, Albuquerque. People are listening to us in New York, the great state of Oregon, specifically Portland. I talked to those folks, and we're on KPAM there, of course. And New Orleans, they were serving beignets. Are you kidding me? And they gave me some beignets. Oh, my gosh. Luckily, I was exhausted from walking around and talking to people, but it was really, really cool. And, in fact, at the tail end of this hour, I'm going to introduce you to these two people that talk about Visit San Jose. And I used to live in California, and I remember I really enjoyed going to San Jose. It was, it rocked. I stay with us. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight. To America Tonight. I'm in Terminal 1 at McCarran Airport in Las Vegas. So you might hear some strange sounds behind me. There's music. There's people occasionally walking by talking very loudly. There's slot machines going on in the background. You might not hear any of that because this piece of equipment is so incredible. Here's what we're doing next, because it's been a couple of days. I want to dive into the mailbag. And again, I apologize. No, we have to skip it this week. No, nail the score, because I cannot get back to the Dallas Fort Worth studios in time. So let's just dive into it. And here we go. This one is from Mac. Kate Delaney, boy, I've been missing you, and I've been thinking about the show. Congratulations on 10 years. Thank you for that. And I wondered what you thought of everybody running out and getting Mega Millions tickets and Powerball tickets. Who's the real winner in this? Is it the people buying the tickets? Is it the stores? What is it? I mean, that's a great question. The real winner is the excitement of the lottery being built up of where do those dollars go in your state. So, like, for example, in Texas, a big chunk of it goes toward education. I'm all for that. If there's...
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And in just 90 days, the people of this incredible state are going to send Matt Rosendale to the U.S. Senate to protect your jobs and protect your Second Amendment, which is under siege.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Montana.
This will be an election of Kavanaugh, the caravan, law and order, and common sense. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be an election of those things.
Taking a look at your money now, stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points to close at 25,379. That's a loss of 1.5%. The NASDAQ dropping 157 and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here with Cheryl Little, and San Jose is anything but little. As many of you know, I was an anchorwoman before I was a speaker in California, and I experienced some wonderful times in San Jose, and now it's even exploded even more, especially with what's happening with Silicon Valley and Google, etc. But just, I think what people don't know about San Jose, it's also this cool little, I thought of it like a cool little hamlet in a way. The downtown was awesome, and it still is because I've been there, I've been back there. So Cheryl, what a setup for you. I think San Jose is a little bit of sugar spice and everything nice. I mean, I do.
San Jose is very quaint, and we have the downtown feel with being able to be walkable and having all the hotels located around the convention center, and there's multiple bike trails and things to do within the area, where we have the Children's Discovery Museum, we have the Tech Museum of Innovation, we also have the Museum of Art, where we put a lot of multiple events. We also manage the theaters, so we can overflow into the theaters for meeting space and use those venues when we run out of space in the convention center. So it creates the whole downtown feel, and it's like a huge campus, and the customers seem to like that because it's all walkable. There's no bus transportation that would be needed.
So that's one of the things that you would offer if people are going to have conventions there, et cetera, bring business there, is we love our neighbors to the north, San Francisco, but it's so easy to get around here.
It is very easy to get around, and we do have the light rail system. And when we use the uptown properties, we do promote the light rail. So, and a lot of the hotels will incorporate potentially using light rail passes within so that they can get easy access to downtown. Or we will do the transportation through our through Visit San Jose. We'll manage the transportation to the outer properties and bring them into the downtown areas.
In this business, and you know, here we are at IMEX, and you look around, and there's a zillion destinations. How do you keep relevant, and how do you stay competitive? It's a tough question. I know. It's one I ask myself every day myself. I think every American in a world where, you know, listen, we live in the Zoom 7 seconds to make an impression world. There's no question about it. And I've been to San Jose, and I love it, so I don't even have to sell it because I feel that way. I've spent time there. But it's tough when you have to paint that picture.
How we keep it competitive is, number one, we try to work with the planner as best we can, and we know what we're selling, and we know what our properties are, and how we can make the best package as competitive as possible, and keeping the customer's focus within our guidelines of what we can do, and making sure that it's going to be fruitful for the convention center as long as for the city, and continuing to drive that economic impact, and making sure that we keep up with our repeat customers, because again, repeat is a lot easier to book than a brand new customer, and making sure that we continue to look at what our other destinations are doing so that we can say, okay, well, this destination did this and it seemed to work, and so it's making sure that we're reaching out and with our counterparts and seeing, you know, how they are managing meetings and events.
That, I think that was dead on. You were right on with that answer. All right, so you're in San Jose. What's your personal favorite thing about San Jose? Is it a restaurant? Is it a nature walk? Is it a museum? Is it the people? What is it?
I would say it's the Guadalupe River Walk. And the Guadalupe River Walk actually goes from downtown all the way out to the airport. So we do a lot of, like, fun runs, and a lot of the attendees that come into town, they actually go to that river walk to run back and forth. I think Ben runs it once in a while when he comes into the city. So being able to be on the river walk, and it, I mean, as much as water is in there, it's kind of gets you out into the air and the nature and stuff.
Awesome. What's your goal for San Jose? Your personal goal, would you love to see happen? Because you have an awesome role. I mean, you're like the queen bee of San Jose.
My personal goal would be we would have a 1,000-room high-rise hotel, and TSJ would manage it.
I love that answer. That's good. Oh, we all want to stay in one of those. It's perfect.
Exactly.
All right.
And because, you know, we don't have a 1,000-room hotel.
Right.
So that would be something that we would need to work on with the city and making sure that we get that, because that is a competitive piece for us that we would need.
Yeah. All right, one last question. What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night? Oh, that's a tough question. I would say making sure that my teammates have the tools and are happy and want to continue to do the best job that they possibly can, and making sure that I'm there to support them so that we can continue making our goals and objectives.
That is a perfect answer. We can't do any better than that. I have to wrap this up. Cheryl, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I said, so interesting. We're going to get another perspective here from Ben from Visit San Jose. And you already know how much I personally just like San Jose. Let's talk about Google and what Google's doing. Because, you know, Google has definitely put it on the map. There's no question about it. Now there's this giant campus. Tell us how that's going and what does that mean?
Yeah, we're super excited. It's still in its early phases. They're just wrapping up acquisition of land and are, you know, looking to start development in conjunction with the extension of BART, the rapid transit system for San Francisco, extending all the way into downtown. It's incredible potential for downtown to be transformative. Would essentially almost double the footprint of downtown San Jose when it's all done. We're still in early days. I think they're targeting 2025 to be the completion date.
Wow.
So there's still a lot more to come, but it's an exciting opportunity to really expand the downtown and really continue transformation that began a couple of years ago and is already developing rapidly with the downtown core of San Jose.
You know, it's funny you say about developing rapidly, too, and in interacting with that expansion with Google, that also means apartments and that kind of stuff and finding living space, so that has had to have exploded.
Oh, yeah, no, it's been a couple years in the making. We've seen, you know, high-rise apartments coming in. We've seen a rapid expansion of commercial leases, you know, everything from WeWork to Amazon's R&D development coming in downtown. Our original high-tech downtown tenant, Adobe's going to build another tower and is expanding their presence downtown as well. So
wow.
Google's like really a culmination of, you know, what we've been seeing with development downtown, new restaurants, new, you know, bars, nightlife coming in, and it's really, you know, very big cherry on top of the sundae, really, with downtown San Jose getting off the ground.
I bet it is. When you're economically dealing with all that and you're crunching all the numbers and stuff, and again, that's exciting, and then keeping up with the growth, what do you think is the hidden secret about San Jose and living there that maybe people don't know?
I think, you know, there's a lot of different perceptions depending on where folks come from around San Jose. I think the thing I always liked about it is you've got, you know, this really cool developing urban core that's just as great as any other city in America, but you still get these little small town neighborhoods and patchwork quilt of neighborhoods, you know, whether it's Willow Glen or Japantown, that make really, you know, unique communities surrounding that core. The diversity of San Jose, both in terms of the people, but also in terms of just access to nature, great wineries, great food, great nature. It's really a diverse place.
Well, I bet it is. And in talking about looking at the future and forecasting for that, and obviously being here at IMEX, it's attracting business. So how do you do that? It's like what we were talking about with Cheryl, getting the word out.
Yeah, it's really about, you know, sort of making our story. You know, we're in the heart of Silicon Valley, but, you know, we've got our neighbor up to the north, which is, you know, internationally known city. And, you know, it's about authentically, you know, representing what we have to offer, which is, you know, we've got an incredible urban feel, but it's in an accessible, approachable way that for different pieces of business, you know, for the right size group, they can feel like they own the entire city. And it's, you know, it gives you that perfect balance between big city, small town.
Yeah. For you, what's the best thing about San Jose personally that you just love?
Oh, I love all the access to nature throughout the city. As Cheryl mentioned, there's Guadalupe River Trail. I also love the food scene there. We've got a lot of great things. San Pedro Square Market's like my favorite place to hang out. It's got, you know, over 30 different food stalls, craft beer, great wine, and all built around this incredible courtyard that centers on one of the oldest structures in San Jose. It's an incredible place to hang out and relax.
All right, what keeps you up at night?
Oh, it's, you know, we're in the heart of Silicon Valley, and it's fast, and it's changing, and it's disruptive, and you never know what's going to come next. So it's exciting, and it's terrifying. It's all those things at the same time, but it makes it a great place to live and a great place to work.
Well, it's nice to meet you and to meet Cheryl, so thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
What a pleasure to welcome Mario Lopez to the show. You remember him from Extra, Dancing with the Stars, A.C. Slater, oh, my favorite show, Saved by the Bell, and a myriad of television appearances. I mean, every time I turned around, I saw Mario Lopez's mug on some magazine. So cute, so talented, and happy, happy birthday, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for that sweet introduction. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, quite a resume. I mean, it's got. I was thinking about this today because I saw you one time with your parents, and you were talking about how proud you were. They must be incredibly proud of you. When you were growing up, did you ever think you'd have this kind of career that was just so explosive, so big in so many different directions?
No. You know, the answer, I mean, I'm first generation here, so my parents are immigrants, and they didn't know anything about this. It just sort of it was an accident, to be honest, and it fell into it, but I'm very grateful.
Yep, and I bet you they're grateful for today because today is your birthday, so happy, happy birthday.
Thank you. I know. Appreciate it.
Yeah, 35. You don't look a day over 30, right?
No, I'm 45.
I know you're 45, but you don't look 45. Yeah. And what does 45 look like anyway? And part of that, I'm sure, is keeping yourself in great shape. Is that hard to do when you're on the road and you have the kind of life you have and you have children, small children?
It is. It is, you know, especially when you're traveling on the road, you're eating out, you know, it requires a certain discipline and stuff. I'm not a calorie counter or anything, but try not to eat my crappy food, if you will, all the time. So it is tougher when you're traveling a lot.
And so one of the things that where people can catch you is you've got this YouTube channel where you're cooking alongside your wife and your kids. And how did that all start?
Yeah, that's the Lopez Family YouTube channel. And we just kind of wanted to represent the five F's, which are family and food and fitness and faith and fun, and try to give a positive portrayal, and thought it'd be cool videos later on to look back at for our kids. So, you know, we're having a good time with that. And that's why I was really excited to partner up with Undeniably Dairy, because that essentially is the same message, where they're focusing on families getting together for meals and really bonding. Their studies show that half the people bring devices to the table, whether it's iPads, phones, whatever, and you're not really connecting, right? So it sort of defeats the purpose. So, you know, it's a big rule at Casa Lopez. We put away everything and we engage as a family. So, you know, I'm happy to be partnering with them.
Yeah, and talking about Undeniably Dairy, the campaign that they did, the survey, as you're well aware of, Mario, they explored how people connected and how they felt with farmers and their local food sources. And this survey was brilliant, actually. 7 out of 10 Americans think it's important to get to know the farmers who make the food they eat. When you and I were kids, we weren't doing that. I think that's very, very cool, don't you?
I think it's great that people are starting to want to learn more from where their food comes from. And another thing with Undeniably Dairy is learning about the dairy farmers, and they're all family-oriented, and it's usually over generations. And people really will respond to that, and I think, you know, how can you not support them? So, you know, I'm happy to hear that people are starting to be more inquisitive about what they're putting in their bodies and where it's coming from.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say that I went and checked out your YouTube channel. It's great, and you share recipes and whatnot. And one of the recipes that caught my eye, and somebody even sent it to me, just bits and pieces of it. I wanted you to give us kind of an overview of it, because my listeners would appreciate this. As I, besides this, I also do a show on NBC where I talk about sports, and you know how that is, Mario. You sit down, you watch a game or two. This bacon and cheddar macaroni casserole. Ooh, what are the key things to making that correctly?
You know, it's taking your time and just following the steps, to be honest. I think people like to get creative, especially when they're making the casseroles. But there's a lot of trial and error. And so I think if you just kind of, when you're starting out, stick to the steps, you should be fine. If I can do it, then, you know, anyone can do it.
And I'm going to tell everyone that I'm going to put that up so everybody will be able to see that on Facebook. But you do,
Great. You
know, you do the whole grain elbow macaroni, unsalted butter, the usual stuff. You've got low fat milk in it. You've got reduced fat cream cheese, and it just makes your mouth water. And boy, oh boy, sounds so good. And it is perfect to watch, you know, football with. I wondered this about you,
I agree.
I didn't see this anywhere, but I guarantee, I know this. I know you're a sports fan. Are you a big Rams fan, or are you with those Chargers who tried to leave San Diego and now they're claiming L.A.?
I'm the Chargers because I was originally from San Diego and now claim L.A.
You are the fan. You need to get people in L.A. behind them, because you got a great quarterback in Phillip Rivers. But the problem is San Diego is great when you were watching them in San Diego, but now you got these two teams in L.A., which actually makes it kind of interesting, because, as you know, and especially doing all the entertainment and everything you were, there was no team in L.A. for a while.
No, I know. We ended up with two. Well, winning solves everything, but I'm pretty much L.A., supportive all the way. I'm with the Chargers, Dodgers, Lakers. So those are my teams.
Yeah, do you like the Dodgers' chances this time around after going to the World Series last year and just losing in that seventh game?
I was there for game one with my son. Cool moment. Got to, with the Boys and Girls Club, hand the ball off at the first pitch. And then I was there for game two. Actually, I was over game one and two and game seven, where we unfortunately lost it all.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're 8 games away from winning it all, so we'll see.
All right, so go Dodgers. I'm with you on the whole Dodgers thing. I'd be remiss not to ask you this because I know people have heard me talk about Saved by the Bell. I really did. I really loved that show growing up. And so many great episodes. Is there one moment that stands out for you in all that time with Saved by the Bell, like the best moment?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, it was all sort of like a blur because I went to high school, real high school, at the same time. But it was fun, and just as a whole, you know, had a great time with it.
Yeah, and it seemed like all of you were close. You've even had, like, reunions and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, all get along, which is fortunate because that's not always the case.
Yeah. And of course, all those years being in Hollywood, being an actor, then doing a show where you dealt with every single day entertainment. Entertainment has just exploded. And you've seen that over the past decades, right? That the quest or thirst for more knowledge on what's happening with actors, et cetera. I think it's just gotten bigger and bigger. What do you think?
Well, I'm happy about that, and I agree with you, and that's why I've been able to host my entertainment show Extra for 10 years and also my radio show On with Mario for another 5. So, you know, I hope it continues to be the case. But I'm a big fan, too, of entertainment in general. I love TV. I love movies, music. So, you know, very grateful for what I do.
Yeah, and in doing that, you've met so, so many people, and this is another one of those kind of hard questions, but was there somebody that just that you interviewed or talked to that you just really loved talking to them? Some actor, somebody that we would recognize?
I mean, there's a lot, to be honest. I mean, I think the bigger the star, the cooler they end up being. So, I mean, so many to name, but, you know, especially when the ones you grew up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you know, as a kid, when you meet your childhood heroes, it's always great.
Yeah. Did you ever interview Clint Eastwood?
Yes, I have. He was actually one of the last on my list. Funny you say that on my bucket list to interview. And he did not disappoint. He was super cool and, you know, legend. So really appreciated that.
Well, he probably could appreciate you because, like you, he understands the value of learning a lot about a lot of different things. He's that kind of guy. I had the chance to interview him, too. And what's cool about Clint, as you know, is, you know, does the actor thing, but then gets behind the camera, gets behind a lot of these films, and you see the success that he's had, which has been pretty incredible, right?
Right, exactly. No, I agree. Huge fan.
Well, I know it's your birthday. We don't want to keep you for too long, but I got to ask you about your gorgeous kids. What's that like, the whole father thing?
Oh, I love it. You know, I feel very blessed. It's up to me to keep going, but, you know, got one of each, and it's the best role I've ever had. And another reason why I was happy to kind of partner with the campaign, to stress the importance of family, get together over a meal and making it a priority.
Yeah, so let's bring it back to that as we end this. Undeniably Dairy, that campaign, they did the survey of over 2,000 adults to explore how connected people felt with farmers, their local food sources. And together, like you said, at Casa Lopez, no devices, no phones, no iPads, none of that, right?
Right. No, they did have them bring, unfortunately, some sort of device to the table, but everyone agrees that.
Yep, I think it's
when you're without it. So, you know, it's a rule at our.
I think it's good because that sharing meals thing is so impactful. You know that, I'm sure, from growing up too as well. So, happy birthday! Enjoy the rest of the day, and thanks for spending some of it with us, Mario.
You got it. Nice speaking with you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.